We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo persuaded the Khan to examine the dungeons beneath the governor's palace, and they found there many pitiful prisoners. Marco Polo ordered Argon to open one dungeon which had a heavy steel door. The dungeon was opened, and inside they found the body of Erkenpal. Then Argon confessed to his crimes, but he defied the Khan, and he ordered his Nubian guards to lock Marco Polo and the Khan in the dungeon. Meanwhile, Niccolo Polo and Maffeo had sent Benno with a message to the leader of the Khan's army. But while they were waiting for him to return, Argon entered the room. He ordered that they be seized and dragged to the dungeon. Then he told them that Benno was already imprisoned in the dungeon. Maffeo and Niccolo Polo were placed in the dungeon, but they saw no sign of Benno. A little while later, Argon entered the cell.
I suppose you are surprised that you have not seen Benno, my friend.
We are not your friends. In fact, we dislike you intensely. You may regard us as your enemies.
I do regard you as my enemies, but I have decided to let you live.
Tell us of the Khan and my son Marco. Has any harm come to them?
Not yet, but Benno will see that they die.
Benno would not harm Marco Polo.
I have a pretty little scheme. I intend to send Benno to the cell where Marco Polo and the Khan are imprisoned. Benno will carry a water bottle. I am quite sure that the Khan and Marco Polo will be thirsty. When Benno offers them water, they will drink it.
Will the water be poisoned?
It will, but Benno will not know that. He will be told that neither Marco Polo nor the Khan will be given any food, but I will allow them to subsist on water. Doubtless, in order to keep alive, they will drink from the water bottle.
Argon, you cannot do this. Release us now, and I promise we will intercede with the Khan not to pursue you.
The Khan is a vindictive man. His vengeance will pursue me if he lives. And as for Marco Polo, it was by his spying that my plot was discovered. I desire him to die. But the poison will act swiftly. He will feel no pain. It is my misfortune that the Khan paid a visit to his province of Ziamba. I could have been a much wealthier man if the Khan had delayed his visit for another year. Still, I must not complain. I bid you farewell now. I go to send Benno to the other dungeon. Then I will leave the city. Doubtless you will tell the Khan's soldiers what has happened. I trust the people of Ziamba will give their beloved Khan a great and mighty funeral. I regret that I will not be able to attend.
You scoundrel! I would like to choke you!
Foolish old man. My Nubian guards could make an end of you in a moment. Be content that I have allowed you to live. You will be rescued before the day is out. By that time, I will be far away.
Meanwhile, Marco Polo and the Khan remained imprisoned in their dungeon. The Khan was becoming very impatient, and Marco Polo was beginning to worry.
How much longer are we to be imprisoned here, Marco Polo? Is it fitting that the great Khan, the Emperor of China, the head of a mighty empire, should remain cooped up for hours in an airless dungeon? Oh, can you not cover up that body? It offends me.
I am sorry, most mighty Khan.
That is the body of my old friend Erkenbal. I wish to be released from this dungeon so that I may avenge him. Why do not my soldiers come? You told me that you had sent messages to them.
My father and my uncle promised that they would send messages to the leader of your army. I know they will not fail me.
You must admit that they are taking a long time.
Help will come soon, I am sure of it.
Well, help had better come soon. A scoundrel Argon shall be boiled in oil, daring to place me here in a dungeon. And I was fool enough to trust him, fool enough to appoint him as my governor. I am grateful to you for revealing a man's character to me, Marco Polo, but, oh, I do wish we were out of this dungeon.
You will soon be out of the dungeon, mighty Khan. Ah, they are unlocking the door now. Perhaps help has come at last. Oh, Benno, at last you have come.
Have a care, Master Marco. The Nubian guard stand behind me.
I demand that we be released at once.
Why, what does this mean? They just pushed you in, Benno, and slammed the door.
I am a prisoner, Marco Polo. All is lost.
Tell me what has happened.
Master Niccolo sent me to take a message to the leader of the Khan's army. But Argon's guards stopped me at the gate. They seized me and brought me here to the dungeon. I am told that Master Niccolo and Master Mafio are also in the dungeons. Argon has taken charge of the palace.
Oh, that means that we will not be rescued.
Oh, there is no hope for us.
But surely Argon does not intend to harm us. He would not dare harm the Khan.
I know not, Master Marco.
Marco Polo, this is your fault. This is what happens to me through taking your advice. Now I am a prisoner and my life may be taken. Why do they not bring us some food? I'm hungry and thirsty.
Oh, I have here a water bottle. The guards gave me this and told me that we would have nothing to eat, but we might subsist on water.
Do they intend to starve us to death?
I know not, but Argon has been too clever for us.
We must find some way of escaping from this dungeon. Some way of sending a message to the leader of the Khan's army.
Oh, mayhap some of the Khan's officers will come to the palace to speak with the Khan.
Yes, and by then it may be too late. Oh, dear, I am thirsty. Give me that water bottle, Benno.
Oh, as you command, mighty Khan.
You call me mighty Khan. Why, I am more helpless than the lowest man in my dominions, a prisoner in a foul dungeon.
Marco Polo will find some way to get us out of here.
I am trying to think now.
Well, while you are thinking, I shall drink. I will leave some for you, Marco Polo. I cannot take the top off this water bottle. It is jammed. Just help me, Benno.
Give it to me, mighty Khan. Let me take the top off. There. It is quite simple.
Now let me drink.
A moment, mighty Khan.
Why, what is it now, Marco Polo? Am I to be denied the comfort of drinking water? Why, I'm parched from thirst.
It has occurred to me that it is strange that Benno should be sent in here with a water bottle. Mayhap that water is poisoned.
Poisoned?
One of Argon's sentries gave me the water bottle. He bade me persuade the Khan to drink.
I thought so. We dare not touch that water.
Oh, are we all to die of thirst?
Give me that water bottle, mighty Khan.
But I'm thirsty.
Master Marco knows best, mighty Khan. I fear that the water might be poisoned.
Take the water bottle, Marco Polo. What do you intend to do?
Pour the water out onto the floor so that none of us can drink, however thirsty we may become. There.
Oh, well, perhaps you are wise, Marco Polo. The water might have been poisoned. Oh, but this is a most uncomfortable, unpleasant dungeon. If ever I escape from here, I may have more pity for unfortunate prisoners.
It is doubtful whether we will escape.
Someone comes to the door now.
It is Argon.
Argon, I demand that you release us from here at once.
You will observe, Kublai Khan, that I am accompanied by my Nubian soldiers. Did you enjoy the water which I sent to you?
We did not drink the water. Marco Polo thought it was poisoned.
Oh, Marco Polo, you have interfered in my plans once again.
Was the water poisoned, Argon?
It was. I came here expecting to find the body of Kublai Khan. I am disappointed. Now I will have to order my soldiers to kill you.
Well, I am not afraid to die. I have a son who will inherit my empire, and I know that he will avenge my death.
Your son will never find me. Now, I have not the time to wait. Already I am clad in armor. I am about to depart. I came first to see if you were dead. When I see the body of Kublai Khan, I shall depart. Come, slave!
Stop back, you dogs! Lay not a hand on the mighty Kublai Khan, Emperor of China.
I have a care, Master Marco.
Do not protect me with your body, Marco Polo. I am not afraid of death.
Mayhap Marco Polo prefers to die first. It makes no difference. You are all to die. Why, who comes?
Why, the Khan's soldiers! Come quickly!
What does this mean? Who led the soldiers here?
Prove me, my men! Seize these rebels!
This way! Seize the Nubian sentries and disarm them!
But there are hundreds of the Khan's soldiers here!
May heaven be praised that they came in time! Seize our
guns! Let them release me! Let me go! Let me go!
Do not kill him yet! Do not kill him yet! Silence! I am pleased that my soldiers have come in time. Let all the Nubian guards be seized. Take charge of this palace. Tell me, who told the soldiers of our plight?
If it pleases you, O mighty Khan, I informed the soldiers of your plight. and sent Marco Polo to aid my father. I had a friend amongst Argon's guards. He told me what had happened, and I went to the commander of your soldiers.
Why? Who are you?
I am Kayala, the daughter of Akambar. Is that my father's body that I see there?
It is your father's body, and you have my pity.
My father, my poor father, he died because he was loyal to Kublai Khan.
Yes, he was loyal to Kublai Khan, but his memory shall live. Those who killed him shall suffer. Take courage.
I ask that Argon be slain.
Argon shall meet his just deserts.
You deserve a rich reward, Kayla. You have saved the life of your Khan. You have saved my life. But what of my father and my uncle? Are they safe?
We found them in one of the dungeons. They are alive and well.
Oh. Alive and well. I'm pleased to hear that. But it is my decree that Argon be boiled in oil.
Mercy, mighty Kublai Khan, mercy!
Boiled in oil, I said. You showed me no mercy, and I will show you none. And now, Taila, what reward do you ask for saving the life of your Khan?
I ask only the love of Marco Polo.
Thank you.